Okay, today is Daf Tes of Masechtas Sanhedrin. We're still on Daf Ches. We got held up yesterday trying to explain the first two answers of... There were eight answers to the question of... The Mishnah said that Dine Motzi Shemra is Machlokas. Reb Meir said it's with three judges. The Chachamim said it's with 23. Why did Reb Meir say it's three? Because it's a case of a, whatever the case is. It's a monetary case. The Chacham said, no, it could turn into a case of Dina Nefashos. It could turn into it. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, it's a big deal. It could turn into it. Right now it's not. Right now it's a monetary case. So why do they hold you have to have 23? So there are eight answers to that question. We've done two of them. We're going to do the other six today. We said yesterday that the running Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos had to read this Gemara. Rashi says the whole case is the husband doesn't want to pay the ksuva. It's a case about the husband not paying the ksuva. Why? Because he's claiming his wife was not a basula, and therefore there was a mistake here, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuva. That's Rashi. Tosfos has a completely different shot. Tosfos says, no, nothing to do with that. What happened was, the husband claimed his wife is not a basula. The father now and the husband brought Eidim to that effect. Those Eidim were disproven. The father now is going to have the husband pay the 100 shekel, which is a knas, which is paid when a husband wrongfully slanders his wife. That's the 100 knas that's going on over here. And therefore you have to have a bezin of three. If it were true that the wife Taka was not a basula, and that means she was mazana, then we said, it would be 23. That's what's going on over here. That's the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. That machlokas is going to go throughout the next daf. Okay? So, back to the question. The question is, why do the Chacham hold that a case of Dine, Motzi Shemra are judged with 23? Why? So, up to Abaya Amar. Abaya is, it's like halfway down the page. On Ches Amid Beis. This is answer number three. Abaya Amar, Dekuli Alma, Chashinan Laz. Everybody holds, we're Choshesh for Laz. Which means, according to Rashi, maybe it's true. When the husband comes in the morning and says that my wife was not a basula, it'll jog the memory of certain Edom. I'll say, hey, it's true. I remember, I saw that woman go to the hotel room with that guy. I didn't know she was married to someone else. And then the Edom will come, and they'll give testimony. It could turn into a judgment of 23. And the Mishum Kvodim Shal Rishonim. And the second case we had was that maybe there's going to be a judgment of 23, and for some reason there's going to be the bezin is going to be disbursed for whatever reason. Tosfos says there was a fire. They're afraid of the Edom. The king came. That they go beat the king. That they go measure the egla rufa. That they were busy. So at least the husband said at least judgment monetary case of three. And then we say, hey, what about the other 20? They couldn't cut it. The bunch of amaratzim. That's a lack of cover for them. So always have 23. That's also good. Hachamai Eskinan, you know what's going on over here? Keep going to Asru Bastam. They warned this woman, Stam. They told her, be careful, don't go into the hotel room with that man. They didn't tell her the onesh. They didn't tell her the misa she would get if she did that. V'hai tanoihu, that's a machlokas. D'tanya, because you have a brisa that says, v'shar kol chayvim misas shebatorah, all other misos, except for Shara Mitzvah, all other ones, except for the Mesis, who the Mesis is somebody who convinces other people to do a Avodah Zarah. For the Mesis, you don't have to be so frum. You don't have to be so machmir and try to get him off the hook. He's such a terrible person, you don't have to do that. Ein ma misin also, everyone else you can't put to death, Ela Be'eda, you have to have a 23, Ube Edim, Ube Hasra, and you have to have Hasra, that everyone points out. For a Mesis, you also have to have an Eda. You also have to have 23 judges. You also have to have Edim. You can just have a rumor that someone... You have to have Edim, you have to have a Bezin 23. We'll make along the Asura part. That what? You have to tell the woman, anybody, before they're doing it, by the way, if you do that Aveira, if you turn on that light on Shabbat, you will get the following... That's wrong. You don't have to do that. By amazing... And Rabbi Huda Omer, you also have to tell them which Mitzah they're getting. You also have to tell them which misa they're getting. So, says Abaya, why does our Mishnah have a machlokas of 3 and 23? because they didn't tell the woman which misa she's going to be getting. They gave her a hasura stam. By a mesis, that works. By everybody else, it's a machlokas. So why does the mayor say you have to have three? Because he holds it doesn't work. So she's never getting put to death. Wasn't a good hasura. Can't put someone to death for giving her hasura like that. All we have left, I don't want to pay the ksuva. That's all you have left.
When you determine that, though, you want to bring her to death, right?
Right.
So they go to a
bed
of
23. Right. No. So they can't go to a bed of 23. Right. Because
when did they know that the shrall was stopped?
What?
You determine that during the case, don't you? You determine that the shrall was not perfect during the case.
So let's assume we know beforehand. The agent comes to the husband and says, by the way, we went to your wife. We saw her going into a hotel with another man. We told her. You better not do that. If you do that, you're going to get an avera. And the husband says, what did you tell her? Which means did you tell her? So, oh, we didn't tell her anything. Ah, forget it. Right?
So
all I can do is I can get out of the ksuva now.
So why about the nefashas? Why is it 23?
It's because the other madama holds that's good enough.
The nefashas, when a murder case,
yeah,
trial,
right?
You determine that it wasn't proper shrus, so you don't bring it to 23.
What?
Regular murder.
Yeah.
Case.
So if you can't have a judge, what if there's no eidim? What is 1-8? One eight sees the murder. What are you having a 23 for? It doesn't have 23 for. It's not going
to
happen.
Everyone
has to be in place beforehand. Right. 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 That's the machlokas. That's why some say 3. That's why some say 23. That's answer number 3. Answer number 4. Rav Papa Amar. Very similar answer. Hacha over here. Be'isha chaveira skinan. We're talking about a very chash of a woman. She's isha chaveira. She's like a chaver. She's nizer in trumas and tyrus. She's nizer in everything. She's not nizer in eshes ish. She's nizer in everything else. So, ukamiflegi biplukta Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda Rabbanan. And as a machlokas, do you have to give a talmud chacham hasra? It's a machlokas. Some say, don't even have to. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chaver ain't Srich Hasra. A Chaver doesn't need Hasra. Why? So if you look at Hasra, Ella Havchen ben Shogig Lamezin. Because the whole reason why you have to give Hasra, why you have to give Hasra, to differentiate between something doing something on purpose and something doing something on accident. But did you know that you're not allowed to drive a car, Shabbos? I didn't know that. Thank you so much. Or, I knew that, I don't care. So it's a totally different result. Right? So, the one who said 23 held, so then how did we go now? So there was no Hasra here. There was no Hasra here. But Rameir holds, like the man to Amr that says, you have to give Hasra, even to a Chaver. Since there was no Hasra, it's not going to be put to death. Therefore, it's just a case of money, you can have 3. The Chachamim hold, you don't have to give Hasra to a Chaver. Why? Because the only reason why you have to give Hasra is to differentiate between Shogig and Mezid. She knew. Everyone knew. She knew about Eishas Ish. She knew that. She's a Chaver. She's Nizer and everything else. So she didn't know about Eishas Ish. She knew full well. She decided to do it. I don't have to give Hasra for that. Therefore, we can have a judgment of 23. Okay? No good?
No.
Why not?
We met the wedding Wednesday night. Thursday morning, you run to bed.
Right. But he doesn't have Eidim. But he doesn't have Eidim to choose Mazana. So we said yesterday. Nobody, the Gemara has a presumption. Nobody would make a wedding, spend so much money on a chasana, and then the next morning try to undo it on a false claim. So not to pay the ksuba, he's believed. Nobody would do that. Nobody would spend all that money Wednesday night and Thursday morning, I want to undo it. Nobody would do that. Does he have Eidim to choose Mazana? He doesn't have Eidim. What does he have? He has the sheet on the bed that there's no blood. So he assumes she's not a basula. That's what's going on. Now, Thursday morning, we said yes, Thursday morning, he walks into bed and says, what's going on here? What's going on with this case? Oh, did you hear what happened? He woke up in the morning and he said, there's no dam. She's obviously not a basula. In 20 minutes, everybody knows, the whole community knows what happened. They have 2 eidim sitting in shul during the late minyan. Oh, we saw that. Oh, yeah, let's go. And by noon, they're there. That's all. There they go. They're there. They're giving aid to us now. By the way, did you give her a surah? All these things that come into play. Good, you saw her with that other man. Did you give her a surah? What kind of a surah? All these shilas come up. So in 2 hours, the whole thing's over. Answer number 5. Ravashi Amar, Kigon, the Asruba Malkis, they gave her a surah for Malkis, Velo Asrube Kitala. They didn't give her a surah for Misa. What happened? By the way, so if someone is going to commit the crime of Eishes Ish, they're going to go with another someone else's married woman or married man, that's punishable by death. Says Rashi, if someone's punishable by death, it's certainly a lav. That's obvious, right? What if you tell something that's punishable by death, you tell them it's only a lav? It's incorrect. But that's what you want. By the way, don't do that. Don't be involved with Eishes Ish. If you do that, you're going to get Malchus. You're going to get a lot more than Malchus. But that's not the straw they gave. Does the person get Malchus? But what? It's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's called a Lav Shenitein Lahazaras Misas Bezdin. Really, it's a Misas Bezdin. But you made a mistake and you gave the Asra for a Lav. You get Malchus for that? It's a Machlokas. That's the Machlokas. So Rashi says, and Tosfos also says, we're both saying over here, it's a Machlokas and Makos. So, Ukamiflagi Biplugta, and by the way, says Rashi, everybody holds, both Manda Umrim hold, that a Lav Shenitein Lazarus Misas Bezin does get Malchus. Everyone holds it get Malchus. No shaila about that. However, Ukamiflagi Biplugta, Derbi Shmuel V'Rabbanon. So what's the Machlokas here by Mutzi Shemra? It's the same Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon in our Mishnah on Daf Beis in Sanhedrin, Ditnan, how many judges judge Malchus? Makos b'shlosha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru b'Esim b'shlosha. It's a Machlokas. Is it 3 or 23? It's the same Machlokas over here. They warned her wrong. They warned her for Malchus. It wasn't supposed to be a warning like that. Everybody we hold, they get Malchus. Now the question is, how many judge Malchus? 3 or 23? The Gruaria asks, well, how come... Why can't the same machlokas be taller than that machlokas? Why do you have to say this answer? Just say the machlokas is that the lav shenitein lazaras misas bezin get malchus or not. So he says because the
even though the deciding factor how many has to do with the
punishment that it should be three. Right. So the answer is because the Mishnah said, you know why he holds 23? Mishum sheyesh bo dinei nefashos. If you hold that a lav shenitein, that's nothing to do with the nefashos. Nothing to do with that. That line in the Mishnah only makes sense if you hold. By the way, that's the reason why they hold you need 23 by every malchus. Why need 20? Why is the machlokas by malchus about? Whether it's considered like mitzvah or not. So everybody holds lav shenitein is better than gets malchus. Everyone holds like that. What's the question? How many does malchus get? So everyone asks, why I need two statements in the Mishnah to say, according to this answer, why I need two statements to say the same thing? It's not really the same thing. Right? One's about a lot of Shinoz versus Bezdin, and one's about regular Malchus. It's not really the same thing at all. That is answer number 5. Okay? Answer number 6. Ravina says the following. You ready? Kigon, for example, Shinimta Echet Mehem Karv Apostle. You have 3 Edom coming. Not 2. 3 Edom. 3 Edom gave her, 3 Edom want to testify now that she is Mizana, that she was Mizana with a married man. She was a married woman, any man. She was a married woman, and therefore she got killed because she was violated the Isser of Eishes Ish. 3 Edom came. Turns out one of them is no good. Nimza Echad Mehem Karva Apostle. One of them is no good. Ukamiflagi Biplukta Rabbi Yossi V'Rebbe, and they're arguing about the same machlokas that Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe had, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. What's that about? Ditnan, as follows. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Why does the Torah say, there's a passage that says in the Torah, Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. With 2 or 3, we can put someone to death. Why does it say 2 or 3? If you have 2, of course 3 is going to be the same. Why have 2 or 3? What's the answer to that question? What? The Mishnah in Makos asked this question, right? So the Mishnah answers like this. They're making a hekesh between 2 and 3 to tell you, just like 2, that 2 can disprove 3. Let's say 3 Edom walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. And 2 Edom walk in the next week and say, what are you talking about? You were with us somewhere else. 3 is more than 2. Doesn't make a difference. That's why it says 2 or 3. Each kat has the power to destroy any other kat, no matter how big each kat is. Okay? Now, Rav Shimon says, that's the Tanakhama there in Makos, Rav Shimon says another thing. Just like, what if two Edom walk in, Reuben and Shimon walk in to give Edus? And Reuben and Shimon walk in to give Edus, A killed B. Two Edom come along later and say, you know, Reuben, how could you give it? You were with us, Reuben. Shimon, they don't say a word. Does anything happen to Reuben now? Is Reuben considered an Edom? The answer is no. Why? Because you're not going to have Edom Zom unless it's Mazam in both. What if there are three Edom, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi walk in, and they say, Reuben, you were with us somewhere else. That halacha, same halacha, nothing changes. You cannot be Zom until Zom all, that's a big cooler. Because you know why? All I need is Reuben and Shimon anyway. So if Reuben and Shimon, if someone's Mazame and Reuben and Shimon, but not Levi, nothing will happen to Reuben and Shimon. It's a big cooler. We don't need Levi anyway. Right? So far so good? That's all the background. Now, Ditnan, Rabbi Akiva, lo ba shlishi, ela lahachmir alav. No! Shlishi, the third aid, is not being makil, it's not saving the other two. It's being machmir on the other two. Till now, according to Rabbi Shimon, it was saving the other two. Why? Because we're not going to do anything to Reuben and Shimon unless we can also do something to Levi. So Levi's saving Reuben and Shimon. Says Rabbi Akiva, no! Not that we're saving, just the opposite. Lo ba shlishi lahachmir, lo ba shlishi ela lahachmir alav. To be machmir, lasos dino kiyotze be'elu. To make the same halachas apply to Levi like it applies to Reuven and Shimon. What does that mean? Im kain, onesh hakasav es hanitbal la'ovri aveira ka'ovri aveira. The Torah equates, the nitbal means somebody who participates, but not to the same extent as the other two. Right? Al achas kama v'kama, so for sure, shishalim scharet hanitpal ose mitzvah ka ose mitzvah. If Hashem is gonna do something to Levi, even though, we don't need Levi there. We don't need you there. Right? We don't need you there. But anyway, he came, he's gonna be punished along with Reuven and Shimon. So too, you come, you do a mitzvah. You don't need you to do that mitzvah. Or you do such a small part of the mitzvah, you're gonna get scharet, Hashem's gonna pay you back. Why? Because the Tov is always better than the Ra. Umashnayim, nimza echad mehem karma apostle. Hey, do some betela, just like by two, if one of them is found to be no good. The whole thing is no good. Af shlosha, so too three. Nimsa, echad mehem karva, apostle, et do some betela. The edus is no good. I don't need the third one, doesn't make a difference. Umanayan afilu meya, had you know even 100, tamad lomer edim. Okay? So if 100 people walk into bed to give testimony, one of them is found to be no good, the whole thing is no good. Okay? We didn't get to our answer yet. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, B'medavam Amurim, when is that true? B'dinei Nefashos. All this is all good by Dinei Nefashos. Why? Serious business. Avo B'dinei Mamanis, no. Tiskayim Edus Bashar. We have 98 other Edim. 99 other Edim. So one was fast. It's a big deal. By Dinei Mamanis, no problem. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, nah, echad dinei mamonos, the echad dinei nefashos, it doesn't make a difference if it's mamonos or nefashos, it doesn't make a difference. The amasai, when is that true? Bizman shehisru behen. If those edim gave hasra, whether it's 2 or 3 or 100, avo bizman shelo hisru behen, but if the edim did not give hasra, what should I do if two brothers plus a third guy see a murder take place? Because they saw the murder take place, the Avis is no good? Right? In other words, two brothers who are apostle because they're brothers, no other reason, they watched a murder with their neighbor. They can't give testimony now? If they didn't give Hasra?
Yeah, but the one brother.
Yeah.
The one
what?
One brother.
Yeah, I understand, but didn't we just say that if Edom come, three and one's no good, the whole thing is no good?
Did they both come?
What? That's exactly what the Gemara says. They didn't give a warning. So if they didn't give a warning, the Edus has not been created. Where does the Edus get created? In the courthouse.
Oh.
Not at the event. In the courthouse. So you tell the brother, you stay home.
Right.
We'll go to the courthouse, me and the neighbor, and we'll give Edus. Right? That's okay. Otherwise, if that's not okay, then what do you want from two brothers, right? What do you want? It's going to happen. And you can't have Avis. Why? Because the brother's apostle. So you stay home, we'll go to the courthouse, and we'll give the testimony that we saw a murder take place. Good? We're going to have it in a minute. Let's say other people gave Hasra. That's one of the answers. Can someone else give Hasra? Okay. Not the Edom. Someone else can give Hasra. So let's assume none of them gave. Or let's say two gave, right? So let's say two gave. Two gave, but the third one's still sitting there. And you don't come to court. Because if you come, we're in big trouble. Right? So how does this go to our Gemara? What is it with our Gemara? Right? So what happened? According to Rav Meir, the third aid was puzzle, right? Third aid was puzzle. That's what was in. The case is three aid didn't walk into bed, so the third one's puzzle. Says Rav Meir, we're stuck now. Why? Because it's puzzle.
Even if he didn't give the Hasra.
So we're talking about a case where there's no Hasra, right? It's a machlokas here. Right? Therefore, right? According to Rav Meir, there's nothing in the Fashas case over here. What do you have? Three judges. Right? And according to the Rabbanon, no, we're not mitzarif them. Therefore, we're going to have only two. Right? That third one that's not part of the Hasra. Only have two. Therefore, it can be a case of Misa. According to Rav Meir, the third guy ruins the Eidos. Therefore, it's only a case of Dinim Amnis. According to the Chacham, it doesn't ruin the Eidos. Therefore, you have two valid Eidim, that there was a crime committed, and should be judged with 23. Okay? Now, we'll go back to Amud Aleph for a minute. Look at the Tosfos. We'll do like five lines of that Tosfos. Bisman Shehu Hesu Behen. Okay, you see it there? The big one? We'll only do the first five lines. Mefarish Perakam to Makos. Makos asked the following. The Gemara has the exact same case in Makos. That's where the real Gemara is. And the Gemara says like this: Hechi Amrinan Lahu. When they walk into Bezdin, or even not when they walk into Bezdin, when they're seeing an event, we ask them, Las Hude Asisu? Are you coming here to give testimony? Were you here to give testimony? Oh, or Lemichzi Asisu? You're just bystander. You're a bystander. Il Amri Las Hude Asina. If no, we're here to be Edom. We were paid to be Edom. Here to be Edom. Then it's Echadim Karva Pasel, do some potato. Then it's no good. Why? Because the cat is no good. The E Amri Lemechzi Asina. We're just here to touring. Happens to say we're a big family. No, we're not here to be Gevedas. They're just touring. The Mayasu, Shnei Achim. So what do you want? Two brothers and someone sees a murder. What, they can't Gevedas? Venera Luri, Dimishum Shenis Kavnu Lehayid. Just because they have kavana to give testimony, lo amrina nimsa echad mehem karav apostle adusim betela, that doesn't ruin the edus. What ruins the edus? Ella kishaholchim umeidim kulam bebezdin. The key factor is when you walk into Bezdin, not when you see the event. Just because six brothers see an event, that doesn't mean they're apostle. That doesn't mean the event can never go to Bezdin. Why? A bunch of relatives saw the event. That doesn't puzzle the Edom. When does the Edom puzzle? When they walk into Bezdin. Right? Avo mishum raya l'chud, just witnessing an event. Sheneskavnu leheyed, lo. I don't care how much kavanah you have, says Tosfos. Let me think how much kavanah you have. Can't wait to see this event. And my brother's not right next to me. No. You know why? De'i lo te'mahachi. If you don't say that, call gittin, kishenosnin osnim, if ne krovim, opsulim, every get, or a wedding. All relatives in the room. How did that happen? Everybody's a puzzle. They're all puzzle aid. They're watching this wedding take place. Watching the get take place. What's the answer? You psulim? Im yiskavin ha'echad? One of them has kavanah. They have kavanah to be aidim. The whole thing is no good? Impossible. What's the answer? The answer is, aidim aren't created by witnessing an event. They're created when they walk into Bezdin. Otherwise, how do you ever go to a wedding? How's a wedding ever good? What? Why not?
The two who are in a Beis Din. I mean, the two who actually witnessed the two Eidim on the Kedushin, are they considered?
You're alluding to the Ritva. The Ritva takes issue with Tosfos. And the Ritva says, I agree with you by a murder. If 1,000 people, a bunch of relatives, watch a murder, they don't become Edom. Why? They only become Edom in court. Why? Because the only way the event is going to become clarified is by Edom giving testimony. When it comes to a wedding, there is no testimony. It's a kiyum. Witnessing the event alone creates the event. The Rav Shimon Shkop says even more. He says, that is the Beis Din. The Maisa, it's like a Maisa Beis Din. It's not Beis Din there. It's two Edom. It's like a Maisa. It's the same effect as if two Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Says the Ritva, the only way to get around the wedding problem is to be miyached the Edom, which is what they do every day. We don't hold like Tosas, I don't think. You have to be miyached the Edom. Only you two are Edom. Everybody else, they just happen to be here. Can't tell every relative to leave the room. But they're not Edom. Why not? Because they're not set aside as Edom. So those, that's why I say, don't we call those Edom? We make everyone stands up. It's a hush of a people. You are the Edom. Everybody else, you happen to be in the room. So they can have all the kavanah they want. It's not going to make a difference. According to Tosafot, the whole thing's irrelevant. The whole thing's irrelevant. Why? Because Edom is created in a Beis Din. Says the Ritva, there is no Beis Din by weddings. There's no such thing. It's the witnessing the event that creates the chalos. It's not a murder, right? You have to have Edom come to Beis Din. So if a bunch of relatives watch the murder, watch this guy go free. You relatives don't come to Beis Din, and the rest of us will go. Right? Good stuff? Okay. Next. By the way, just one more thing.
Time?
Yeah. One more thing. Tosfos, and the Tosfos before that, says something wild. He says, why did the Gemara use a lashon of nitpal, which seems to imply that you're a secondary aid. You're like a secondary, not really an aid. You're a nitpal. You're a hanger-oner. What kind of lashon is that? So Tosafot says, let's say two aidim. I'll read to you inside. I don't know what his reason for this is. His reason is because he's harping on the word nitpal. What kind of lashon is nitpal? Just like you're nitpal to an avera. What do you mean nitpal? I'm part of the group. I'm part of the group. Why am I nitpal? Because you don't need me? Because I'm a third or a fourth? So what? We're a group together. Why am I nitpal? Nitpal is a lashon of, you're a toffel. I don't really need you. You're extra. You're like dessert. You're a toffel. You're the main dish. What do you mean? I'm part of the cat. So because of that word nitpal, Tosfos picks up on it, and Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says that it's the third to last line, afagaf. You see, with the third to last line of Tosfos, like right in the middle of the line. Afagaf. You see it? Afagaf, the Reb Shimon Modeh. The Shlosh and the Herogin, even though Reb Shimon agrees that the third one's also going to get killed. Why? Because he's also part of the Kat. Hani Mili Kishabo Toch Kedei Dibor. Kedimafarish Hasan Begumara. Avo Rabbi Akiva Savar. Rabbi Akiva holds. Shenanish Afagaf Shabo Acharkach. Even if the third aid walks in later, he's not even part of the group. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. A half hour later, one of those two Edom's brother comes in. Yeah, Reuven killed Shimon. Not talking to Dibor. He's not part of the cat. Midinaka nitpal. Since we use the lotion of nitpal, the Hakiva and the Isla Reuven Kiva Hakesha, the Achi Shlosh and Zomim, Bebo Bas Achas, Bo Zerachazeh, Nami. Nami. Same thing if they come one after the other. Which is wild. You don't even have to have an eighth. The Rambam says, with all due respect, the Rambam says like this. Listen to this. Hayu, it's in Parakhaf of Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Edus. Hayu Edim Shlosha. You have three Edim. Afilu Meya, even 100. Ime Edim Bezin Zeachar Zeh. If they give testimony one after the other. The Hayid Kol Echad Mehem. Acher Chaveru Toch Kedei Dibor. And they're all giving Edus Toch Kedei Dibor. Vehuzmu Miktasan. Eno Nanshin. No one gets punished. Ad Shiyuz Mukulan. Until all of them get punished. Abol im haya hasafek bein zeh lo zeh yoser michtei dibur. If this break between it's like mamish, exactly the opposite of Tosfos. If the break between each one was greater than Toch Kedei Dibur, kedei sheilo shalom tamid l'rav, like the time it takes to say shalom aleichem to the rav, habe nechleko ha'edos, the edos becomes broken, v'ashnayim shehuzmu ne'enoshim, those two will get punished, and everyone who showed up later does not get punished. Why? Because they're not part of the group. They don't get punished. I don't know. I tried to find, like, what is Tosfos' reason? I know his reason. His reason is because he's harping on the word nitbal. So therefore what? why does that make you part of the Eidus? I don't know, it's just an observation. Yeah. Right. So the case is, that's one of those only one, there's a machlokas about this. There's a machlokas about it. Some say, even if one is no good, we tell the guy to stay home. Some say that it can't be saved. If it can't be saved, you can only have three. That's a Meir Shita. You're right, that's a Meir Shita. Meir Shita says it can't be saved. We say, no, it can be saved, stay home. If you stay home, then I don't need you. You're a relative, doesn't make a difference, stay home. And then it's going to be the fashas, exactly. That's the machlokas. So we are machmer today, bizman hazeh, that we make sure we're mayachid the eidim, we don't run into this problem. I don't think we're like a mayor anyway. Okay? Answer number 7. Ibai zema, kigon shehisru ba'achirim. Other people gave the hasra, not the eidim. V'lo hisru ba'eidim, not the eidim. That's the machlokas. Those two Edim have to be the ones who give the Hasra. Shinemar, al pishnayim Edim. So that's same machlokas. If you hold, it doesn't have to be those two Edim, then they can be judged with 23. Remeir obviously held the same Edim have to be the ones who give the Hasra. Since they didn't, it's not going to be a case of Dinim Amunus, Dinim Fashos, only Dinim Amunus. Okay?
I know.
I know. It's a very good point. I know. You have to know everything beforehand.
So what's the base and the purpose for? I mean, by the time you have the base, it's a done deal.
I know.
And Mishav
Hachim
is done usually during the
base. Oh, that's answer number 8. Ready? Ibai Zem, answer number 8. Kigon, for example, the Iskichosh b'bedikos, they were tripped up in bedikos, v'lo Iskichosh b'chakiros, but they were not tripped up in chakiros. What's going on? Minatora, the Gemara derives, there are 7 questions they ask each aid. Those 7 questions were what Shemitah cycle, what year, what month, what day, all those 7 questions. What are they? What Shemitah cycle, what year, what month, what day of the month, what day of the week, what hour, and where. Those are the 7 questions. If any aid, they ask them separate rooms. If any aid makes a mistake on those, the aid just goes out the window. But what if it's all good? Then they start asking what's called bedikos. Bedikos could be any, what color were shoelaces? All these crazy questions. If everything matches, then they have good answers. What if it doesn't match? So it's a machlokas. Does bedikos have, the guy, I don't remember what color shoelaces he had. I don't remember. There's a machlokas if that's good or not. Some say that's fine. You expect the guy to remember everything. Right? You expect the guy to remember. And some say no, they have to know everything. So if you trip them up on any small detail, then the whole eidus goes out the window. That's the machlokas. So,
it was at their discretion,
what?
At their discretion.
And who's? No. It's a machlokas. If that's the din, we'll ask them a million questions. What color were the thread on the buttons? I don't know. You don't know? He said it was white. You said it's all no good. Right? So anything like that. Listen to this.
Is it at their discretion?
No. It's a machlokas. If there is a mistake, does the eidus go out the window? So they did it. They did the discretion. They decided we're going to ask them a million questions. And now there was a mistake. So is the Eidus get thrown out the window or not? That's the Machlokas. The equivalent book of the Ben Zakkai for Rabbanon. Ben Zakkai, they say, is a Reuchel Ben Zakkai when he was young. He wasn't a Rav yet. He was a young man. They called him Ben Zakkai. Tetnan. Maisi, Ubadak Ben Zakkai, Be'uksi Te'enim. Ben Zakkai was asking the guy, what did the stem of the Te'enim tree look like? I don't remember. The stem of the, is he asking me? So murder. Yes, he wrote what the uksin of the Te'edim she looked like. I don't remember. Or he told him something and the other eight said something different. So is that possible the Eidus? If it possible the Eidus, then you can only have 3 judges. Why? It's not a case of Dinim Amunus. And if it doesn't possible the Eidus, then we can go forward. The Chakiros, nobody had any problem with. Everybody knew what day of the week it was and what hour. That was all fine. So your point is still valid. Right? So in other words, we came into Beis Din with 23, Mistama. And then what happened? Now they asked him a million questions, and they said, this Avis is crazy, we're getting out of here.
20 leave.
So then you have the other problems of the covered.
Well,
we're not choshish for that. Right. We're not choshish for that.
That has
right.
to be, because otherwise you have the same problem.
Right.
Why would okay.
I don't know. It's a mitzvah.
we can never be Aiden. You know what Shemitah cycle is?
But the question is, did you have to know at the time of the ages what the Shemitah cycle was? Or I could look it up. Right? It's a question. Right? Okay. No, we have 5 minutes to do a Gemara that we could do in a month. Not joking. Amar of Yosef. Hevi habal edim shezitza. The Baal brought edim, the husband brought edim, that the wife was mezana before they got married. She was an Eish HaSish, she was mezana. The Hevi of edim v'hizimim l'edi habal. Then the husband brings edim zomim. This proves the edus of the Baal. Edi habal neherogin. The edi habal get killed. Why? Because they wanted to put this poor woman to death. The ain mishalman mamon. And they don't have to pay any money. What would they have to pay? They would have to pay the the ksuva. No, not the hundred. The ksuva. Even though Rashi points out, we don't know if she was ever going to get a ksuva, because maybe she wasn't going to outlive him. But they don't. So whatever number you want to make, what would be a number that she should be competent? They don't pay that. Why don't they pay that? Kim le midrabimine. Right? They get the worst punishment, they get put to death. What are the following? Chazar, the Hevi, Habal, Edim. Now the Baal brings new Edim. V'hizimum l'edeh ha'av. And now the Edim of the father are thrown out the window. Now, edeh ha'av neherogin. The Edim of the father get killed. Why? Because they wanted to put to death the other Edim. U'mishal min mamon, and they also have to pay. What do they have to pay? They have to pay the 100 shkalim that they wanted the husband to pay for slandering the woman. Ah, what about Kimle? So the Gemara says, no, mamon lezeh v'nefashos lezeh. The money was for one thing, and the nefashos was for another. The money was for the husband, and the nefashos was for the edim. Says Rashi, so too in the first case. The money was to make the father, the husband, lose the ksuva, right? And they wanted the husband, and they wanted the edim to die, right? So why don't we say over there, mamon lezeh nefashos lezeh? It's a complicated Rashi. So he answers, there's no.
What?
That's what Rashi answers. The intent was only to make them lose the.
The first case was Kimley.
What? The first case is Kimley. Why should it be Kimley? The second case is not Kimley. It's the third pair of Adam. If that's not Kimley, why is that different than the second case? Right? So Rashi says it's not considered to make without their edus.
There'd be no knas.
Exactly. Without their edus, there'd be no knas. So since it's one package, therefore this Kimley.
They're saying all these witnesses within like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you have to take the examples to pull out the rules.
Right. Even though the example's wild, it'll get the rule out of it. Right. Okay, we'll do one more minute. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Ploni Rovi Laonzi. If a guy walks into Bezin and says, Ploni violated me, he sodomized me, against my will, who ve'echad mitzdarfin, this victim, plus another person who was a witness, can combine to be witnesses, to put the guy who did it to death. Okay? What about Lahargo, put him to death? What about Lertzono? What about if he says, I willingly did it. I willingly did it. He still didn't have it, but I was willing. I didn't mind. Says the Gemara, Rashahu, he's a Rasha. V'hatora Amra, al tashis Rasha aid. A Rasha cannot be an aid. He says he committed this crime willingly. He can't be an aid against the other guy. He's a criminal. Says Tosfos, don't we say that only crimes of money make you a criminal? It's not a crime of money. Only crimes of chamas. Where your credibility is questioned because you're very into money. So that's what Tosfos answers. So any taiva that you have is considered a chamas, because your taiva precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you pasul eidus. And then Tosfos says, but we have a Gemara. What? One minute. Where was that? 1 second. You consider Russia if you do any aveira l'teyavon. That's what Tosfos is saying over here. That makes you into a Russia, and therefore you pasul eidus. You know what? Let's stop here, and we'll resume here tomorrow because this Tosfos is very complicated, and we need to begin to plug in the Dibura. We'll do that all tomorrow. Everybody, have a good day.